18th of September 2019. Today we leave for a few days the usual course of interpretations of the Holy Scripture. And I use a theme which I have raised twice in Mexico. The topic of healing seems important to me, especially in these times, because a lot of people are looking for healing and often use questionable methods for it. With regard to a question about the influence of esotericism in ecclesiastical circles, I pointed out in the daily meditations at the end of August that one should not simply leave oneself to untested healing methods, especially if they are connected with a different religion or psychotechnical methods from the esoteric field. The meditation today is about taking a closer look at what God has already done and offers us so that our souls can heal. So it will be the theme of healing in God. This is not said in the perspective of physical or mental illness, each of which requires its own healing methods. But it helps to discover how our souls can be healed with the grace of God. May the reflections of the following days help us even more gratefully to recognize the wonderful treasure entrusted to us with the Catholic faith. The origin of the confusion in our soul. First of all, we must remember the origin of the confusion of our souls. In the paradisical state, as we can see from the accounts of the scriptures, man still lived in a healing condition. God himself testified that the work of creation of man was very good. The relationship with God was naturally, and the Lord loved to be with his people, to cultivate the relationship with them. As the Church teaches us, man enjoyed the supernatural vision of God. His soul powers were ordered, and he was in harmony with God and God's creation. With the fall of sin, the great confusion occurred. The supernatural vision was lost. The mind was darkened, the will was weakened, and the passions rose up against the spirit. The sinful man could no longer remain in his previous paradisical state. Death came into the world. The natural trust in God was lost. The soul lost her home. God, however, had not rejected man, even if he lost paradise out of his own fault, and all the descendants with him. The first thing we now have to see about the state of man is that man could no longer live in his transcendent destiny as before, and was blinded spiritually with all the consequences that we can then read in the accounts of the Bible. Therefore, with regard to the healing of the soul, the restoration of the relationship of God is the first and most essential act. Healing the soul through faith. Nothing is more important for man than to find the authentic faith in God. The soul suffers in its depth dimension due to the lack of recognition of God. Man is created for God, and in him he has his home. It is the eternal destiny of man to live in communion with God, to worship him, to be loved by God, and to respond to this love. Therefore, only God can answer man's deepest longing. The soul in its deep dimension will never be able to live in true peace and happiness if it does not recognize her Creator and Father and consciously lives with Him. The soul is hungry for God and is looking for Him. She searches for her identity, for the lost paradise, for her home. Man can come under bad influence, open himself to errors, so that false images of God seize them and confuse the soul. Man is able to lose himself in earthly life and primarily aspire to the satisfaction of the senses as a goal of life. His soul then remains unawakened. She sleeps and lives forgetting the deeper destiny. It may be that man is not even aware of this, but the depth of the soul suffers and remains unfulfilled in the transcendence, and that means in the most important dimension of existence. Therefore, the soul seeks replacement satisfactions. Our soul is troubled until she finds peace in God, Saint Augustinus knows. Augustine describes his inner state in his search for God. With a conscious acceptance of faith, the healing process of the soul begins. The soul finds now her orientation and wakes up from her wandering. With a conversion to God, that means the conscious opening to His love, the supernatural light of God enters into mankind. The soul rejoices with happiness. Tears of gratitude can flow. The soul now knows that she is coming home, and especially those who are far away from God can hardly believe their happiness. They never want to lose this treasure again. Even for those people who had the grace to know the true faith from the childhood on, and have therefore already received the healing powers of faith, a conscious decision for faith gives a greater light. The light of God does not yet give us back the supernatural vision of God that we have lost. Also, faith does not immediately heal our soul powers, and the shadows of darkness do not go away completely. But with the light of faith that God gives us, the Lord begins to realize His work of salvation in us. In the next days, we will see how the Lord has prepared everything, that the man who has departed from Him so far may come again completely under the mild dominion of His love, and his soul may be prepared for eternity. There, the soul will be completely in the light of God, and no darkness remains.
Today's communion verse is a part of Psalm 25. O God of Israel, redeem me out of all my troubles.
A te, Domine, levavi anima mia. Deus meus in te confio.